601 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, dark, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Yes. Bunch of stuff new to my collection, getting to in the second set. Getting to some stuff I had planned to play last week, but time constraints kind of pushed them out. Anyway, I hope you dig it. This is the unofficial end of summer. I mean, I know, for you pet ants out there, I know it's September 20th or 21st, but let's face it, we're getting Labor Day weekend is upon us. The students are back here on the campus. And all that other junk. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
payload, Peggy.
This is Airbrake Adonis. Keep your nose between the ditches and smoke you out of your britches.
It's nothing but green lights, white lines, and Alex to keep you warm and jacked up.
On the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind?
The other day I saw you as I walked along the road, but when I saw him with you, I could feel my future fold. It's so easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on?
I met you in the morning, waiting for the tide of time. But now the tide is turning, I can see that I was blind. It's so easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why.
What goes on in your heart?
You've made a good start, now follow through.
You grow cold when you keep holding.
at 6:14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight is a Sid Dale Orchestra from 1966, from the soundtrack of the TV series Orlando and Hellraisers. I got that off the compilation, Inner City Beat, Detective Theme, Spy Music, Imaginary Thrillers, 67 to 77 on Soul Jazz Records in the UK, 2014. Anyway, just heard Frida with the backing and production of Phil Collins. I Know There's Something Going On. Actually, I love that song. That was part of my personal soundtrack of the 80s, 1982, on Polydor in Germany. Well, that's the Beatles from Yesterday and Today, the 1971 reissue, and What Goes On, co-written by one Richard Starkey, originally released on Capitol in 1966. And we kicked off the set and the show with the Velvet Underground from the self-titled LP, 1969 on MGM, and What Goes On. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the 1985 reissue on Verve. I had it on cassette way back when. Anyway, I'm gonna get the two songs I didn't get to last week. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you. work of art. She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say there's seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. More than seven wonders in the world, I just met number eight. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I hope she'd be. A teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me.
My methods on sound. Girl of marijuana. I was in love with a girl on cocaine. She had everything going but her brain. We'd talk endlessly for hours, but by morning it'd go sour. I was in love with a girl on cocaine. Through ecstasy, crystal meth and glue, I found no drug compares to you. All these pills, all this weed, I don't know just what I need. I was in love with a girl on LSD. She'd see things I'd never see. She broadened her perspective. Then I got more selective. In love with a girl on LSD. Through ecstasy, crystal meth and glue, I found no drug compares to you. All these pills, all this weed, I don't know what I need. I was in love with a girl who drank beer till bad breath and all, she disappeared. She was blowing up real bad, but when she left I was still sad. I was in love with a girl who drank beer. I was in love with a girl on China Way. We were married for a year one night. Her memory still lingers, 'cause I burned all my fingers. I was in love with a girl on China Way. I was in love with a girl who drank coffee. There's times when I couldn't keep her off me. That caffeine got her going, but her ugly side was showing. I was in love with a girl who drank coffee. With a girl who was a dealer, I sprayed somebody'd come and steal her. We never used to fight, but the phone rang day and night. I was in love with a girl who was a dealer. Sure as hell, she got popped by the big guys. I don't see any method at all.
Yeah, it's 6:28 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Memphis, Tufts, at an educational radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Backing me up once again, the Sid Dell Orchestra with the Hellraisers. You just heard Leon Haywood. Channeling Marvin Gaye from 1968 on Decca. Mercy, 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 have mercy, baby. But that Tom Petty from the Finding Wildflowers CD. It's all alternate versions, some of which did make it onto the Wildflowers CD that I have. I've had it for years. Girl on LSD. That's hats off to Joe Lazy for turning me on to that. Recorded around 1994. The Finding Wildflowers CD came out in 2020 on Warner Brothers. Before that, you heard Jimmy Clanton with a song co-written by Neil Sedaka and Venus in Blue Jeans, 1962 on the Ace label. Not the compiler from Britain, but the label from, I believe, Mississippi. And we kicked it off with the Young Rascals, 1967 on Atlantic with It's Wonderful. Oh, yes. And I have a wonderful set coming up. starting off with some Italian soundtrack music. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Memphis.
Hi, it's Rich Firestone from beautiful downtown Radio Deer Camp headquarters, checking in with my producer, Harry. Say hello, Harry. And we're all listening to the Desperate Hours. You know, Harry, the Desperate Hours, the only thing worth getting out of bed for on a Thursday, with your host, Alex Piandas, the disc jockey whose voice makes my throat hurt. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, I need a loving and now that's free now.
No,
I got early in the morning.
No,
I got late in the evening.
No,
well, I want and need it.
No,
oh, I gotta get heavy. She got loving like quicksand. Only took one touch of her hand. Blow my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't eat y'all but I can't sleep. Love it just seem now.
Hush, hush.
Thought I heard her calling my name now.
Hush, hush.
I need a loving and I'm not to blame now.
Love,
you got to early in the morning.
Love,
you got to late in the evening.
Love,
oh, I need it.
Love,
hey, I gotta get it.
What do you got?
Report on the records. One's a forgery.
Well, why would anybody want to forge a phonograph record?
For money. You can make a big fast profit pirating records.
Sure, you catch a record on its way up and you make a tape of the original hyperdollar recording. Cut your own master and release the bootleg prints.
Then you pay no royalties to the artists or the composers and the profits are all yours.
Well, how can you tell the difference between a legit record and a forgery?
Only an expert can. Then if you're lucky, you find out where they're being made. But then the artist and the record company are still nowhere.
Big hits are short-lived. By the time you catch the bootlegger, there's nothing left to salvage.
Can you find out what materials went into this?
I can try, but I might need a day or two.
All right, you've got it.
Not me, Dana. Not me, Dana, go away, not she may why, oh, she know for me. Come on, she may why, so she know for me.
You got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it taste?
At 6:44 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Community Radio, Tufts University. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard the Bristols, the British band produced by Liam Watson with the French singer Fabien Del Sol from the Tune In with the Bristols CD. Came out in 2001 on Damaged Goods, and A Picture of You. For that, the Music City Chorus and Orchestra featuring Samayami, channeling Kayu Yakamoto. And one of those split records came out in 1963 on Hit Records, where they played this Hits, copied very closely, which is why I did that M-Squad intro. Sukiyaki was the name of the track, if you didn't know. For that, Deep Purple with Hush, 1968 on Tetragrammatron. And every time I hear that, I think of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Anyway, we just got to set the third set of the evening with Mario Molino from the soundtrack of Gli Angeli del 2000, The Angels of 2000, and Shake Cycle from the Easy Tempo Volume 2 CD. Came out in 1998 on Right Tempo in Italy. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Hope you're digging it. If you're not, well, get your own show. general interest meeting coming up later in the month. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
And I'm Laura.
From the Estate Owns the Ghost Show in Brooklyn, New York.
We were listening to the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO.
And we got sucked into some psychedelic cosmic doom.
Mm-hmm. I wanna die.
Listen, sister, I don't dance. And I can't take time out now to learn.
Hey, everybody, get in line. We're gonna make a twist train.
Doing fine while you're
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside. Do the sit-ups, don't kneel for sex. Is heaven coming on its chest? Hollywood, by a bullet.
It's 6:59 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Misfits from the Beware EP. Came out in the UK in advance of their first European tour in 1980 on the Plan 9 label. Hollywood Babylon. For that, this week's dance sensation, Chubby Checker, with the Twist Train, channeling James Brown, before him Tommy Dorsey, countless others. Chubby Checker with Twist Train from the LP for Twisters Only, 1960 on Parkway. Before that, Emmy Jackson and the Blue Comets, and the Meter No Go-Go, released in CBS in Japan in 1966.